If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, if I just would have, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to.
Knowing who we are is hard. It's hard. So give yourself a break. Eliminate who you are not first, and you're going to find yourself where you need to be. The sooner that we become less impressed with our life, with our accomplishments, with our career, with whatever that prospect is in front of us, the sooner we become less impressed and more involved with that and these things, the sooner we get a whole lot better at doing it.
I wish we were more full of ourselves. I wish more people in the world were more full of themselves. I think part of the challenges in life, a lot of us are running around half-assing ourselves, half-fooling ourselves, not full of ourselves, not studying ourselves enough, not holding ourselves to task enough, not patting our own self on the back when we do get what we want enough, not cracking our own whip on our backside when we do get out of line even though we knew better. I wish we were more full of ourselves that way. I think we should take some time to be able to look in the mirror and own that thing that we pulled off and go, good job. That's what you wanted. That's what you got. At the same time, be able to, as we do more often, look in the mirror when we fail and go, bogey.
We're going to make mistakes. You got to own them. Then you got to make amends. And then you got to move on. Guilt and regret kills many a man before their time. So turn the page, get off the ride. You are the author of the book of your life. Turn that page.
Happiness, you can't guarantee it, but there is a science to satisfaction. There, you can look at habits that engineered less pain in your life, maybe more pleasure, but at least less pain. And that's a win. You're really happy in this segment of your life. Let's go back and look at what you were doing. Oh, I had some discipline where I was checking in with myself. Oh, you were going to church on Sundays. You were saying thank you, God, before you went to bed each night. You were appreciating more. You were pointing out beautiful things and not taking them for granted. And so I found a list of things. I'm like, and when I get off track, I try to remind myself, you've been slacking on some of those. And I could pull it off. I've evolved. I got different ways. I get away with some now. But I've definitely found consistencies. And I think we all have them if we just notate them along the way that they're not by accident. Because we sure as hell deconstruct the reasons when we're in the funk. And we don't believe they're by accident. We can take ourselves to behind the woodshed and show ourselves exactly why we're guilty for every reason and condemn ourselves for every damn reason we got to that spot. And even looking at the things that are bad and going, oh, thank you. Let's cheers. Let's have a cheers on the way for all the things that are work for when we have shit going right. Also knowing that it's not forever, that we will have a mountain to climb here shortly.
We have to be more than just happy to be here. We can't just all run around going, just so great. I'm just so happy to be alive. We want to be more than that. I mean, again, have some discernment. Make a choice. Have some identity. Define what you want more of and you want more value of in your life. And set goals. Go after things. Create things. So we have to be more than just happy to be here. But that doesn't mean that if we are ambitious, that we quit respecting and giving gratitude for the fact that I respect this situation. I respect the position I'm in, this table to talk to you, that we're here to talk, that everyone here that set up the camera, that we're able to do this. I'm not in jail right now. There's a whole list of long things I'm happy I'm not, you know? That never goes out of style to go underneath where we are to lesser, harder situations and just realize this is cool. this is cool to be here. So what? So when we do that, we're going to give more, again, more meaning to this, more value to it. I'm going to be more generous. It's going to work not only for me. It's going to work better for you. It's going to work better for you. Yes. It's going to work for all. It's the kind of epidemic we want. Gratitude epidemic is not being a delusional optimist. Right. And no, don't be a fool. You know, I'm not running around going, no, nothing's ever hard. Everything's always great. No, it's not. You know, no, I'm always happy. No, you're not. Maybe you're not digging deep enough. Because you're always happy. Are you really chasing the things that have meaning in your life? Because things that have meaning take maintenance. Right. They break down. Right. It hurts. It sucks. We get bruised. When the decision came to me, I was in a position to hear the truth. My heart was looking and my mind were looking, and I was giving myself room to cut out all the outside stimulus. And you know how when those truths come, they land like a lightning bolt and a butterfly at the same time. But you know they're true, and they're true for you when they land. And you go, oh, that was a direct line. Then comes the hard part. Trust in that truth when the sun rises and you're back in the middle of the masses. They're all going, hey, try this. What are you doing? They weren't there for that truth last night. Their truth that they think of you was the same one you had the day before, but now your truth's different. Understanding it is one thing, but then keep it in action.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
Trusting in it and having the patience to trust in another. So it hit me in a clear way that I knew it was true.
You know, we always say, well, who are you? You know, I want you to figure out who you are. I try not to ask my kids that now. Well, I want you to know who you are. But it's so much easier to figure out who you're not. And if you start eliminating the who I'm not, by sheer mathematics, you end up
moving toward
who more of what feeds you and who you are. And it's a hell of a lot easier thing to go, how can I get rid of some bullshit in my life, than it is to go, well, how do I go to my true self? Sometimes the hard work and the endurance and the elbow grease, the work harder we were talking about, that hustle is not the way out. Sometimes it's, I need to back up, laugh, have a sip of my favorite whatever, and dance my way through the raindrops out of this sumbitch.
I think one of the themes of your worldview that I've become familiar with is alchemizing bad times into good ones. A reminder that things that seem bad can end up being good. And in retrospect, I think it's obvious and almost romantic, right, to think about that alchemy in that way. But in the moment, it's basically impossible. How do you have more of that perspective during a hard time?
I probably start off intellectualizing something that I know I probably should believe in, but don't believe in it, and convince myself, even to an extent to trick myself, that, you know, to sit here and go, well, you just tell yourself, this too shall pass. Okay, great. Well, what the hell's that mean? Even if it's true. In the moment, you're like, what are you fucking talking about, man? I'm in the debit section. I'm in a warning section. This sucks. I think that how much I'm conscious of it or not, my undeniable optimism and faith that this isn't all it is. And if it is, so what?
Now, why do you pursue things that scare you? Why seek the role that's hard?
Because it costs me something. Because it costs. It comes with a price. It's a bit of that line, don't pick a fight. It's not really a fight unless you can lose it. It's not really a risk unless you can lose the fight. I feel more alive in them. I have an experience in the making of them. I'm nervous every day I come to work.
I feel like when I nail a day and I knock it and I know I did, I feel like, yes, I have a measure at the end of the day of like, you set out to do something, you prepared for it, you had intention, and you did it. And maybe even found some magic in the day.
I try to scare myself at least once a day. I mean, I get butterflies every morning before I go to work. I was nervous before I got here to speak tonight. I think fear is a good thing. Now, why? Because it increases our need to overcome that fear. All right, so say your obstacle is fear of rejection. All right, you want to ask her out, or you want to ask him out, but you fear that he or she may say no. You want to ask your boss for that promotion, but you're scared he's going to think you're overstepping your bounds. Well, instead of denying those fears, declare them. Say the fear out loud. Admit it. Give them the credit they deserve. Don't get all macho and act like they're no big deal. And don't get paralyzed by denying that they exist and therefore abandoning your need to overcome them. I mean, I'd even subscribe to the belief that we're all destined to have to do the thing that we fear the most anyway, at some point. So give your obstacles credit, and you will, one, find the courage to overcome them, or you will, two, see more clearly that they're not really worth prevailing over. So be brave, have courage, and when you do, you get stronger, you get more aware, you get more respectful of yourself and that which you fear.
And I've got friends, and trust me, I've done it myself, you know, that lose a job and then get another but won't take it because it's less salary than maybe the one they had before. And all of a sudden find themselves 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, a decade later going, they're still stuck. They didn't do anything. They're still saying like, no, I'm going to find that thing. And I'm going, you missed a decade, man. Just go do that one that you love to do that maybe was going to pay you less because you'd at least been building something through the day. And who knows what that would have led to? Maybe that would have led to something where you're getting paid 5 times more than you were doing something else you love even more. So a lot of times I say this in the book. Sometimes it's not even about what choice we make. Just make a choice and commit to it and go and dive in. There's a responsibility to freedom, and that there is freedom in responsibility, you know, and that earn your way there. We remember the stuff we earn, the stuff we experience, more than what the teacher tells us or what someone gives us for free. We just do. We broke a proverbial sweat on it, whether it was mental or physical or whatever. We built it. We understand. We felt how we got it, how we achieved it, how we got what we wanted. Those stick with us. Whether we forget them intellectually, they were written in our lineage. And they build resilience, and they build a healthy, true optimism going forward to know that, oh no, I've worked for something before and achieved it. Delayed gratification. Oh, there are choices I can make today for myself that will pay me back later in life. So to actually have true freedom, we have to be responsible, more responsible for certain things, for ourselves, who we are. Constantly investigating and interrogating our better selves. To say, I'm going to be a little bit better at this tomorrow, knowing that we never land. There's no ta-da moment. And that is one thing I think we all got to watch, because we all are so result oriented. Oh, if I keep doing this, I'm going to get to that place of pure enlightenment. I'm going to go ta-da. But there's no ta-da moment. We're always chasing yet. And if we can get comfortable and understand and laugh at and be ready to work hard at the fact that we're all just, if we could just say, we're all just achieving our way to the unachievable. And that's as good as it gets. And that's pretty damn awesome.